Major League Baseball is here to stay right here.
This project is a home run and means so much more to us than sports.
40 years that we have been waiting for promises that were made. Well, we are waiting no longer.
This is what the community was promised, and this is what we will accomplish. This is what progress looks like. And our Rays are here to stay.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Here to Stay podcast. I'm Chris Adams-Wall, along with Andy Freed and Neil Solons. Spring training is underway, and soon we'll be bringing you all the highlights of Rays baseball. And we love the opportunity to hear from our listeners who call in, but for this podcast, we want to answer your questions about the historic gas plant development project. And today we're joined by Rays presidents Matt Silverman and Brian Auld. And without further ado, let's hand it over to Andy Freed and Neil Solons.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. And as we are happy to be joined now by Rays team presidents Brian Auld and Matt Silverman on our Here to Stay podcast. And, you know, I've known you guys a long time, and you've been here certainly longer than I have been here. And as we think about the ballpark and Here to Stay and moving forward, Matt, I'll start with you. Do you ever think about how far things have come since those early days when you first got involved in those early conversations about just the possibility of a new ballpark, how far things have actually come over this last decade plus?
Yeah, it's been a fun journey, and it's been one that's been a little bit circuitous to get here. But the North Star throughout has been that this team is Tampa Bay's team. We're based here in St. Petersburg, and we've always wanted to be here to stay. Tried a couple of different times throughout the Bay Area, and we finally have the path forward that's going to keep this team here forever. And it's going to put to bed that question that's been hanging over this team probably for 20 years since Stu took over running this franchise. Where is it going to be? Where's the next stadium, the real stadium, going to be? And we now know we're on path, we're on target, and we're just excited for the future of this franchise.
So, Brian, on that same end, I think probably the big question that we constantly get asked is, what is the timeline and where are we in that process? I know there's a lot of excitement and enthusiasm that's built up over the last year, especially.
Well, the most important piece of the timeline is opening day 2028. We've got to have a ballpark, and we've got to be ready to host fans and have an incredible opening day. We wanted to have a city council vote scheduled now and a county commission vote scheduled now, but it's taken a little longer than expected to get the documents drawn up. Meanwhile, though, we're continuing to work diligently on our side. We haven't slowed anything up in terms of being ready with the stadium and the surrounding development, and that's going to allow us to hit that time frame. We've got great partners at the city and the county. We expect this thing's going to move forward, and again, we need those votes to happen as soon as possible, but we appreciate that our city council members and county commissioners need to have fully binding legal documents to look at and study before they can vote.
You know, you think there's 30 teams out there, and some of them go into new stadiums, some of them stay with the ballparks they've been with a long time. You happen, Brian, to be in a place and time where you're one of the lead people to develop something that will change a city, change a region, change a franchise, move it towards the future. Is there a short list of things that excite you most personally and for the Rays franchise moving forward?
You put it so well. It's truly a generational opportunity, and that makes me feel incredibly lucky and excited, but also there's an enormous responsibility. And in this case, it's even greater because of the work we're doing to try to honor the historic gas plant district while making sure we get a world-class ballpark built. Matt and I are both so fortunate that we've got just incredible partners in Hines and Populous to make sure that, you know, they do a bunch of stuff that we don't know how to do. We are not stadium builders, nor are we developers. 20 years ago, we weren't even baseball guys, but at least now we think we've got that one set. And as I tell our employees here, you know, the most important thing we can do in the meantime is continue to run this franchise the right way, continue to win games on the ball field, provide a great fan experience. And that's what gives people the confidence to partner with us and know that we're going to be able to help them make sure that we hit that opening day 2028 target.
Matt, I think one of the common questions that we get from a lot of fans is, you know, throughout the Tampa Bay area is, there was so much talk about where it would be built. Why was it eventually in St. Pete at the same site versus, let's say, on the other side of the bay?
That's a really good question. And the answer is this area has continued to grow. Tampa Bay has grown. St. Petersburg continues to grow. And if you look out over the next 10, 15, 20 years, we have so much more confidence that this is going to be a great place for a ballpark and for a neighborhood that fits that ballpark. it's one of those great confluences of circumstance. You have 86 acres of a parking lot and a ballpark in a downtown that now is a great opportunity for this club and for this city to make into a world-class attraction, an incredible neighborhood, and something that's going to be a great economic engine for the city of St. Petersburg. 20 years ago, 10 years ago, those circumstances didn't exist. And we're just fortunate that this area has continued to grow and prosper, and that we know it's going to be a great place to have a Major League Baseball team for the next 30, 40, 50 years.
The notion of building a new ballpark, it sounds like a joyous thing to do on paper. When you really step back, there, it's such a wide palette, right, of directions you could go in terms of what you want in it and what is good, what isn't good, what works, what doesn't work. Would you believe one of the questions I get most, and I'll bet Neil does too, Brian, will there be a Ray Tank in the new ballpark? You know, that Ray Tank has become kind of a life of its own and has life in it. You know, will there be a Ray Tank at the new ballpark?
To everyone out there who's asking that question, I think you are the reason that the answer will be yes. It seems to be something everybody's really excited about, and I know there are plans to make it there. It's a unique amenity for our team, and yeah, can't see why not. We have a great partnership with the aquarium to make sure that's successful, and you know, should be a great fan amenity that comes with us.
Matt, one thing that I constantly hear, and you brought it up, a neighborhood ballpark. I think that's a common term. But the other thing I've heard is the word intimate, or what will make this an intimate ballpark, and what are the types of things that you're trying to do to make sure it has that intimacy that's at the best in baseball?
Yeah, we're waist deep into the design process right now, and we're going through different iterations of what the lower bowl is going to look like, what the field dimensions are going to look like, the different capacities. And, you know, the charge that we've been given by Stu is to make this the most intimate ballpark and to use our circumstances as assets in this. We know we're going to have a roof. So let's turn that into an asset. Let's try to build a ballpark that suits our area, our footprint, and the way baseball is played today. You know, one of the interesting things, all baseball stadiums prior to this one have been designed before there were nets put in place to protect fans. Well, now we have the nets. And so what does that do to field dimensions, foul territory, the intimacy of the ballpark? We're exploring those questions and taking a fresh look at it because we have this one opportunity to build this ballpark. And we hope this is our forever home. Now, Tropicana Field wasn't ever going to be the forever home, but you look at so many great ballparks in America, Wrigley Field and Fenway, Dodger Stadium, those aren't ever being replaced. And if we do this right, this will be our forever home.
Matt, when you look at the area where the ballpark is, I mean, we're all somewhat familiar. And then you look at it, there's Tropicana Field, and there's the parking lots. And we know the ballpark is supposed to go in one of the parking lot areas, but there's a lot of things going in and around. How will it be done logistically? What will fans see first in phase one, and how will the development lay out?
Yeah, the ballpark in the first phase of the development, they're coming up at the same time. And they're both scheduled to open for 2028. We want it to be a celebration on opening day where you can come to a complete district, a phase one district that has a hotel, that has shops, that has restaurants and bars. It's going to have an apartment complex, an office building or two, and a big festival plaza. All of those things need to be done for opening day 2028. After that, the Trop will come down. Everything west of Booker Creek will start to get developed. But we need to be up and ready for 2028 with that phase one in the ballpark.
Since you mentioned the phase one, Brian, I think the question that has been asked a lot as well is, with the building going up, with the old building still there, how is parking figured out? Where does that fit into all this?
Well, it's going to be a challenge, but we've got a great plan. We have 6,000 spaces right now, and when all is said and done, we'll have over 14,000 on the development, including a number of parking decks that will be ready to accommodate traffic in the first phase. What I tell our fans and everybody with a surrounding business and everyone really is going to be visiting downtown is that there is no business or organization that will be more focused on handling traffic and parking correctly than the Rays. It's going to be a top priority for us. It's crucial, and we'll have the best people we possibly can find working on it.
Brian, you were noted for your comments about when there was the notion of maybe changing the name of the team or the location of the team in terms of the way it will be referred, the city. Tampa Bay Rays is the way we know it. Sometimes people say Tampa. We know it's in St. Petersburg, but you wanted it to be Tampa Bay Rays, and that seems to be a consistent thread through the organization. Why is it so important to keep the name Tampa Bay Rays?
you know, our region has taken on a regional approach, in particular over the last decade or two, and the sports teams have helped define it. And Champa Bay was a really special thing that happened in 2020. It got a lot of us through the pandemic in a much better way than it might have been otherwise. Our fans know us at the Tampa Bay Rays. They live all over Tampa Bay, and so we need to honor that. Just the same way we appreciate the Buccaneers and the Lightning and the Rowdies doing the same. I get how important the Rays are to St. Petersburg. In fact, I often say the Rays are as important to St. Petersburg, if not more so, than any team is to any other city anywhere. We want to honor that. We want to recognize that. And we will do more to promote St. Petersburg. And we will continue to work on eliminating the Tampa Rays references that you do hear occasionally. But team name is the Tampa Bay Rays, and I'm glad it's going to stay that way.
Great to hear on that end. And one thing I think that it would be good for maybe both of you to touch on is what you're hoping that maybe residents should know about this project, or a takeaway, because you've touched on things that are important in a variety of areas, and maybe what it says about the Rays' commitment to this region, this area.
This will be the largest development project, private development project in the history of Tampa Bay. And it's a lot to take on, but it shows our confidence in the city of St. Pete and in the Tampa Bay region that this is a great place to plant the flag and make sure that this is the place that we want to call home. What we're building, what we're striving to build, is going to be a world-class destination year-round. And what that can do for our local economy, what it can do for the beaches, what it can do for our airports, for property values, it's something that we haven't had in St. Petersburg. It's a wonderful opportunity, and we're embracing it with a seriousness and an earnestness because we know how important it is to the future of the economy of our city.
And I would just say that there is something for everyone in this development, and we have many years, decades to get it correct. So there's plenty of time for folks to get involved, to help us succeed, to put their input into the mix. And this is going to be a project that continually evolves over the next 2+ decades.
Brian and Matt, both of you, I'm curious your thoughts on how fans can be supportive for what is going on. It is their area, it's their region, and people want to have a connection and they want to know what's going on. And they want to offer things too. How can fans and residents of both sides of the Bay be supportive of this project?
Well, hey, the name of this podcast is Here to Stay. We want to be here and we want to be here to stay. And we know our fans feel the same way. And if you're willing to, send a letter to city council, reach out to your county commissioners and make sure they know the same. It's crucial that we get those votes, keep the team here and move this development forward. And Rays fans can have a really big say in making that happen. So for anyone willing to do that, thank you in advance and know how much we appreciate it.
Well, Rays team presidents Matt Silverman and Brian Aull, we know you're pulled in lots of different directions, not only planning for seasons, but planning for future seasons. Thank you so much to both of you for taking time to join us on our Here to Stay podcast.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate you having us.
All right. We look forward to talking to you again. Let's send it back now to Chris Adams-Wall.
All right. Thanks very much, Andy, Neil, Matt, and Brian. You've been listening to a special edition of our Here to Stay podcast. For the latest information, we invite you to visit our website, raysbaseball.com/here to stay, and subscribe to the newsletter. We'll talk to you later. Take care, everyone.